Mark, and then it was Spivey and Sid Vicious, right? Or am I getting it? I'm just mixing it all up.
I would need to look that up
Nice.
because I do remember always loving the skyscrapers.
Well, because you had Teddy Long as their manager too, which was always cool. I don't know why that happened. I know I'm just getting.
Yes, Sid Vicious, Spivey, me, Mark Callis, and Masked Skyscraper, who, boy, did not really live up to the billing. Only listed at 6'4". Sid Vicious and
We're
Spivey, checking in
first.
at 6'8". And Mean Mark checking in at 6'10" here.
Okay, so it was Spivey and Vicious first,
Yep.
then. Oh, well, they brought in Mean Mark, so they're a trio. Oh, with Vicious out of action, Ted. Oh no, Vicious was gone. So then it was Spivey and Mean Mark. Then it was Mike Enos was under the mask of the Beverly Brothers. Okay, whatever. So yeah, that's the skyscrapers. So.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about Mike Enos on this podcast.
That's I think that's probably the only time he's ever been mentioned on any podcast. And by the way, I was looking up Lionel transfer we were talking about before. That stuff is expensive. Like,
It is expensive.
yeah, the like where's just the basic set? Like, that's all I want to see.
I mean, what size do you want? I mean, you got to start there. Like,
Always go O gauge. O or HO is always good. I like the big ones. I thought the small ones were always kind of stupid. Like the size of matchbox cars. I want a train. You know? I want a train car that can hold my matchbox cars.
evidently, those are popular, or else they wouldn't still be out there.
Oh, I'm sure they're much cheaper. That's why.
I would assume price point helps.
Yeah. Well, I can get a North Pole Express battery operated train set for $100. Who wants a battery operated train set? Ew, no. The whole point of it, well, I guess, how would that even work? Can you still control the speed with the controls? Or you just put it on the track and it goes choo-choo the whole time? You know, like that was part of the fun with the other one. You're always living on the edge. Which is why mine's broken. So.
It was always fun. That was more of a contest in childhood. I do not think my father tries to run it off the rails on purpose like we
No.
may have in our youth.
Man, remember the remote control cars? Not the RC cars, but like the track cars?
Oh,
Whatever.
yeah.
Amazing. And they actually did come up with track pieces for trains to where you could have your, what are they called? RC cars? What the hell were they called?
I don't
RCs.
remember
RC is gonna work.
exactly.
But so you could actually have it like intertwined with each other. Man, we had the coolest shit when we were young. I remember exactly. You could also like go. You could go to special tracks just for those cars. So, God, that was cool. Anyways, so we were just talking about trains off air because you know.
It's the Christmas
Kids.
season. There's
Yes.
always trains involved.
Yes.
And well, I mean, I guess that movie was called Holiday Affair, which does mean it was around at least around Christmas time. So it was vaguely a
Yes.
Christmas movie.
Even back then, it was kind of vague. Not really sure what holiday we're talking about, even though there's, you know, Christmas tree, Christmas lights everywhere. Like, no, it's a holiday season. I don't really care, but it's the disingenuous nature of things now. Hey, have a happy holiday. Motherfucker, like, what are you talking about? Do you see me in a dreidel? No.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I have various religions at my office, so It does fit the
Wait,
bill.
we got Judaism, so that's gonna be Hanukkah. Then you got the Christmas people, right?
And then you got the not Christmas people.
What the hell are those called?
I don't Muslim, any type of Indian religion.
All the people I deal with that are Muslim, as in our Shaheed, they still celebrate Christmas because he's a bad Muslim. So I told him I was happy for him. Because remember, my old roommate Scott, he was Jewish. And I was like, dude, just get in on this. This shit is awesome. Like, you
A
know?
lot of people do kind of co-opt in
Yeah.
a way.
I mean, let's face it, Christmas is a secular holiday now. So, like, the people, like, the whole put the Christ in Christmas stuff, it's like, hey, buddy, you can do that. But it's a much bigger thing now, which is, I know it's like, no, there's nothing. I get it. I get it. You know, Jesus was born and all that stuff. And just cool.
If that
You
is
know?
that is where it started, it is not
Yeah.
where it is now.
No. And it's like, just, you don't
It's
have to embrace it. You have to accept it. So,
yeah, unless you're not buying presents at Christmas.
which, what kind of jerk does that, by the way? You know, like, you're in your family and there's like that one person that gets invited over and does come over for Christmas dinner or whatever. They're more than happy to engage in eating somebody else's food and, you know, partaking of their company and whatever else. But then, like, well, I didn't buy gifts for people. I don't believe in Christmas. There's the door. Get out. Get out.
I'm glad I do not need to deal with that. I
I've
will
never have, and that's exactly what I do too. Like, no. Don't be
Yeah,
bringing your stupid things. You know what Thanksgiving was? There's the door. There's the door. It's not about the pilgrim stuff we learned anymore. It's about getting together with family and giving thanks for stuff. Thanks we're still alive. It's not that bad. You know? Yeah, we were lied to. I get it. So just shut up. Shut up, eat your turkey, and just eat too much and fall asleep with the rest of us. God, it's not hard. So anyways, Merry
no.
Christmas. Oh yeah, your shit's gonna be
Oh.
late. I forgot. I got your stuff and I can't, you know, Christmas is next week. That's crazy.
Yeah, Christmas is the ratio of Thanksgiving to Christmas was a little bit tighter this year than
Yeah.
some other years. So yeah, it was a tight turnaround.
Yeah.
There may be some late items coming to YouTube, but whatever. We never
Yeah, it's
send them on. We
yeah,
haven't sent them
exactly.
on time for roughly like 10 years.
Yeah, but it's also kind of cool. You just all of a sudden get a gift and you get a gift out of the blue. And you're like, that's pretty cool. What's this? I think I said, well, I think I said yours for your birthday one year.
Yeah, I believe you did wait till
Whatever.
March.
Hey, what's that? It's a thought that counts, you know?
Yeah.
Shit, this year I may just bring, no, I can't. Never mind. But well, it doesn't matter. I've sent you beer in the mail before anyways. But that's not what it is, but yeah, it's like I went on that 3-day bender last week, so that ate up 4 days of my life going to that show, which was a ton of fun.
Oh.
And then the last night I got in the pit too. And it was, I mean, by the way, the pit is 50 people, but boy, they were rambunctious. And
Oh.
boy, did I forget how hot those things get. Oh, it was stifling. I was like, oh, wow, that's right. It's actually hard to breathe in these things, especially when there's like no airflow in this entire building. So worth it.
Yep, there's another reason why not to wear a jacket into any concert that I ever went to. Like
Yeah.
I just remember freezing my ass off walking from wherever I parked in Cleveland to whichever venue I happened to be attending that time. It was just like, nah, I will freeze my ass off because I know that I am gonna be as sweaty as my balls by the time I'm done with this thing.
Yeah, she held my sweatshirt for me at least. And I kind of wish I had it on as hot as hot as I would have gotten, because it just, you're rubbing up against everybody, you forget about that too. And it's like, you know, your arms are like, not, you're not breaking out, but it just feels like you're gonna get a rash eventually. So I have no regrets. That was a lot of fun. It's the last time they're playing, so figure why not? So, but I was pretty dead Sunday. Like, okay. Well, also 3 straight days of drinking does that too.
One would imagine. I have not partaken in any such
And
event in a while.
yeah, it was, we got there
Two,
at eight.
yeah,
We got home
three,
at
not really.
1:30. So yeah, there was, it was a 10-minute drive. So I was like, oh boy. Well, 15.
I mean,
Anyways.
I do have a Christmas beer here just in case if things go awry next Tuesday.
Oh, speaking of going awry, nice segue. Because I was going to be like, well, we were talking about giving thanks. Well, I'm not real thankful right now. Boy, I know we're supposed to talk wrestling. We started, but man. All right, let's just start with the OU guy. I don't know
We
what the.
instilled things going awry apply to wrestling too.
Yes, obviously. But it's like that OU coach. I don't know what to think of this one. Like, what's his name? John Smith? Is that
Brian
what?
Smith
Brian, nice.
could not be a more plain Jane name.
And you still got in trouble. You'd think you'd just blend in, but it's like, so at first, for those who don't know, the OU, Ohio University, not Ohio State, fired their head coach because he had an inappropriate relationship. Well, no, it wasn't.
Inappropriate relationship with a student
Yeah.
is what the claim was levied. It
Well,
would
no, okay,
seem.
that's not what he got in trouble for, though. He got in trouble because he was having an affair. Yeah.
Oh.
Then it turns out it was a student. And then they tried saying that he was inebriated during the course of his football operations.
Yes.
And it's like, wow, that sounds horrible. Until you find out he's getting divorced. He was going through a divorce. They were legally separated, whatever that is. And then the student apparently is 41 years old. And the alcohol consumption was part of one of the examples they gave was other faculty inviting them into their offices on campus grounds to have a drink. It's like this was so cut and dry. Believe me, we're getting to that one. And
Yeah,
just
this one is definitely getting a bit messier than the other one.
oh.
That one, oh boy, that escalated real right quick. This one, no threatening anyone. Even claims of the person in question being upset by the because the university still made him break up with her, and he did, which was the other weird thing about the claim from the lawyer. It's just like, well, if he listened to you guys back, a month ago, what's the problem here?
Yeah, he said he found out she was a student and broke up with her. Well, wait, what? But she's 41. This isn't some 18-year-old girl. Like,
Yeah, that is definitely the thought that you have in your head, where it's just like, oh, is he dating someone 'cause like 20 years younger than him, like Bill Belichick? Well, that's an even bigger age gap scenario, but you're at least thinking 20+ here, and it's just like, oh no, it's someone that is maybe 5 years younger than him or something like that, like 'cause he's. He is younger than us. I believe he was born in 1980, because I did look that up. So that would make him 45. So if he's dating someone that's 41, like it's a 4 year age gap, whatever. It's like you're both in your 40s.
Yeah.
If it feels like this is consenting adult territory where,
Yeah. She didn't work for the university or work under you. and you didn't have like a wife and three kids at home, and were the coach of the biggest university, the all-time
In the
winningest
state.
university ever, at a job that you were granted because they did no coaching search. And you got lucky to beat Ohio State last year, apparently. And you're too busy following 300 OnlyFans models on your public Instagram page. Yes. And
Did
then,
not read that much about Mr. Moore.
and then, Mr. Brian Smith is not texting OnlyFans girls during the halftime of the Ohio State Michigan game or during the national championship game last year.
That man can multitask.
Well, apparently not, because they didn't do dick all after the Ohio State, the second half of the Ohio State game this year, But it's like, Brian Smith is like, all right, that thing's just weird. I started with that just for the parallel. This
Well, yeah,
seemingly seems to be consenting.
the not parallel.
Yeah.
Now that more information is coming
Oh.
out.
Yeah. But then, like, the Sharon Moore thing, it is batshit crazy. And as a Michigan fan, I'm not an alumnus, but yeah, I've got my family did go there. This is a crazy black eye. Like, this is apparently has been going on for 3 years when he was the offensive coordinator.
Well, oh yeah, I knew that he
And
was at least two. If it's
yeah,
three, chimney Christmas, like that.
there's been whispers for 3 years. And it's like, okay, what? And like, the whole thing's bad. In an athletic department that's already got problems, hence they're letting their baseball coach walk to Clemson. Okay. And then, which has worked out. I mean, the guy that replaced has been okay. But
No, okay.
then the hockey coach, God, I can't remember, was it not Glenn Mason? Shit. Anyways, he's basically verbally abusing and mentally abusing the players. And they did an investigation on him. It sat on Ward Manuel's desk for months while the guy was working without a contract. And then he goes, oh, you're fired. Yeah. And then,
Oh, just like while obviously what the guy did is not condonable, it's just like don't let him hang there. Like that's fucking weird. That's rude.
it's, well,
Like seems
they were
so
trying to get into
unnecessary.
the playoffs, and they were trying, attorney, whatever. And it's like,
Oh yeah, the Frozen Four
yeah, but
playoffs,
it's like,
yeah.
well, and then after that was over, he still hung up. And it's like, what do you, and apparently he had the report for 3 or 4 months. The guy should have been gone. So
Yeah, if you want to argue that you needed to get through the season, and you found out too late, I can kind of buy that part. But yeah, if it doesn't happen the immediate day after the season ends, then it's pretty
dude,
questionable.
if you have an independent investigator discover that you are being mentally and verbally abusive to players, you're gone the second I get this fucking report. Like these aren't
Yeah.
adults. I mean, even hockey's got that weird thing that's always been there with this stuff. Like if you heard all the Mike Babcock stories, like
Oh, right.
it's stuff like that. And it's like, no, these are 18-year-old kids, 19, 20, like you're using your position of authority to abuse them. Fast forward, Sharon Moore, he's banging out his staff assistant for, all right, we'll go 2 years, okay? When she
Yeah.
started, she's making $40,000. Then she's making 55. Then all of a sudden, she's making almost $100,000 a year while she's his assistant. Oh, and she also got pregnant. This is all alleged, but it sounds like it is. And she ain't got no kid. And all of a sudden her pay goes up.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, and also when it escalates to the I'm gonna threaten someone with a butter knife level,
Dude, that is.
I'm like, hold on, this was a misprint, right? And I went to another source and it also said it, and I'm like, this is wild, 'cause I believe it was kitchen shears and a butter knife, and I'm like,
It's the first thing you could pick. Yeah.
pick better objects.
That is straight ma mania. You know, that is straight manic. You're just grabbing anything. And it's not like he's a small dude. He was an offensive lineman, you know?
He definitely. I mean, yeah, it's always hard to tell with coaches, but he always looked big on the sideline.
Yeah. Well, it's all right. So hang on to that. So it's like, yeah, like you just know that is straight mania. Like, and the thing is,
Oh yeah, like
you
you
know?
said, like he lucked into one of a handful of best jobs
Yeah.
in college football. That you know, whatever, top five, top 10 at worst.
Yeah. When it comes to unlimited resources, they've got to be in the top two. Texas, probably. Alabama. Maybe Georgia now.
Yeah,
And
so
OSU, of course.
top 10 is like a worst case scenario. It's
Yeah.
just like, yeah, like you can't get any bigger than that, and you can't keep it in your pants and keep it like you don't have enough of it. Like, that seems like enough of a job to not have that additional spare time,
Well, there's that.
also.
Well, I guess if you want to reason this, you want to get out, like you're needing some, right? She's there. And look, she's not a child. She's like 29 years old. You know, so she's not some 18-year-old grad assistant, right?
Oh
So
yeah,
there's
she is
culpability on
also
her
at,
part.
yeah, and he is at least a little bit younger. I believe he's 39, if I'm not mistaken, like younger than Brian.
I think is he even that old?
I thought
Well,
I saw
oh yeah, he's
39
39.
somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like I get it, but then when she starts talking about him stalking her and then breaking and entering and threatening her, and then now she's alleged, the lawyer is alleging that he's been abusive as well. And it's like no one knows this is going on. No one. You know, sorry. It's
That is wild when just because I find those stories fascinating. I think I moved on from the crime ones after sitting through grand jury because I'm just like, yuck,
Yeah.
I don't feel like listening to this stuff. But people kind of hoaxing people, I'm still just like, this is fascinating that people still get away with this. And you know, to your point, you're just like, how did no one end up figuring this out? And I mean, I was just listening to one today where it's just like, you know, there were so many red flags, and somehow people didn't find out. It's just like, even bank, like in the story
Yeah.
that I was listening to, like even a bank had fraudulent paperwork and didn't figure out that it was fraudulent paperwork. Like
Oh,
someone's
Kent
dad.
State coach.
Well, oh, and I wasn't even referencing that guy.
What were you referencing?
Oh, this true crime story
Oh, okay.
that I was listening to today. Because what the, oh yeah, she was in New Zealand and gave them false paperwork, and they're like, oh yeah, you have a trust fund, and it was just like she soldered together two different letters to make it look like a real letter, basically. Like, and it's just like, how did, like, huh, like a bank, like the bank doesn't let anything slide for me without like 12 forms of
Yeah,
identification.
exactly.
Like, it's just like, how the fuck does someone get away with, like, because like I think the other thing they mentioned is that the font on the page wasn't completely straight. So you could tell that, like it was a copy of a copy because yeah, like it was a little bit off, and it's just like, how does a real professional not notice something that is seemingly pretty easy to spot? And that Sharon Moore thing is just in that same category where you're just going, how the fuck do you keep a relationship quiet for, again, if it's even 2 years, that's a long time to keep a side hustle when you're either A, offensive coordinator, or B, head coach of a program of that size. Like that.
Blind eye, man. They see it. She used to hang out with him. There's pictures of them all over the place together. Like,
Oh
okay,
my
maybe this is
gosh.
misogynistic, all right? But don't you remember the old days? Like, a guy's assistant was a hag. Like, you were just watching a movie from what, 1949? I'm sure the assistant was some old biddy or just someone you're like, eh, right? You know, it.
Well, they did not have any old Betty in this one. This is a pretty mostly a four person movie.
But it's like that's what it usually was. Or,
Yeah.
you know, later on they got the sexy ones and they were always sexually harassing them. And now they just do it in plain sight. And it's like, you know, a guy with power doing something stupid is never a surprise, right? But,
Yeah, it is on the list of least surprising things ever.
But something like this is very eye-opening. Like, there's a matter of corruption that is absolutely has been ignored, and it's getting old. Just and now, even like this coaching search, it's the worst time of year for this. And it's like they already got rid of Jed Fish because apparently they discovered stuff. They actually did an actual background check into people. Wow, that must have been difficult to do. Hey, pull up his Facebook. Let's see what he has in there. Like anything. Or maybe go to the, hey, who's this guy following on Instagram? And again, if this is you or me and we're following Instagram models, who cares? You know, we got our own people we'd have to answer to. Sure. This is a guy at Michigan who's responsible for a group, what,
Oh,
100
and also,
young kids?
does not have the Brian Smith defense of I'm in the middle of a divorce. Full on
Yeah, not you do now.
straight. Well, yeah, that might be past tense at this juncture, but full on married with three children, if I'm not mistaken. And it's just like, no, also different when full on married and I can, well, and both of us can speak for it. The divorce process not always fast. So there is definitely some intervening time in there that there's a lot more leeway that I can give Mr. Smith than Sharon Moore, who's
It's like,
evidently a real horn dog.
and there's
I mean.
nothing wrong with that. And I'm not getting on him. If he tries to bring up the fact that he's a sex addict, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself right now. That is a made-up excuse. I just like having sex way too much. We all do. What's your problem? Well, we all do anything for it. Yeah, that's how it works when you're a guy. Shut up. We don't get shamed for that, dumbass. Women get shamed for that. And now we're left with no coach, and our choices are Kalen DeBoer. Could be a good choice, but that only matters if Alabama loses Friday. Okay, because they don't want him there. They were ready to run his ass out until they made the playoffs. The guy from Arizona State, which I'm not high on at all, they already got rid of Jed Fish. They start talking about Eli Dershowitz from Missouri. And I'm like, maybe? He's kind of a weirdo. It'd fit right into the Harbaugh mold. And my thing is like, well, I think they're screwed. And that's the worst part about it is because Arizona State's going to back up the truck for their guy. Jeff Fish ain't coming. They're talking about Adam Stenovich from the Packers. I think he's the offensive coordinator there.
Oh
And
yeah, well,
it's not like their offense is burning it up, mind you. So,
yeah,
like,
the whole coaching thing could really get us down down a rabbit hole
well,
as
this is what
I
I've been saying because,
go into the thoughts of the other half of
yeah.
my household.
I mean, oh God. Like, I wasn't one that wanted more fired. You're like, all right, Harbaugh left it empty. He scraped by last year with no quarterback. He gets the number one recruiting quarterback, the number one recruiting quarterback last year, does dick all with him. And then beats who they should and loses who they should. So I was like, all right, one more year, see what Underwood does if he stays, because any kid can leave anytime now. And
Oh yeah, that part is still pretty wild.
It's like, okay, let's see what happens next year. If there's a palpable return, because they're the youngest team in the Big Ten. Cool. And also I'm looking at going, who are we gonna get? Who are they gonna go and get? There's no hot person out there right now who's not already a head coach. There's no coordinators that are ready to take that step, So
Oh yeah, because that was one of those with the Penn State stuff. I'm like, I almost prefer if someone just kind of swings for the fences, or not even swings for the fences, swings for someone that you didn't expect.
yes, try. I was listening to Joe Klatt show, and he's like, you got to go to these guys and make them say no. And I was like, you know what? That's a pretty good strategy. So
Well, yeah, and then that is the other thing too. Like, it just we were talking about all the money to hand out. It's not the teams that we've talked about. Well, the two teams, Penn State and Michigan. Like, it's not like there are just a serious amount of donors at both of those organizations. It's just like, yeah, you can probably get anyone that you want, and you end up with some guy with flimsy ties to Penn State.
Penn State made sure they you th that that wasn't proven true. The first major team to fire their coach was the last, well, not anymore, but they were the last major team to get a coach. I couldn't believe how they fumbled that. I mean, that is insane how badly that went. And then for the AD, did you hear that audio? Oh
No.
my God. A rambling madman. And it's like, So, yeah. But
Yeah, college football. Those coaches.
it's a, di well, the guy from Utah quit. He found out the school was getting one of those private equity groups coming in. And he was like, no, and just left. He quit.
Oh,
Yeah, Whittingham's gone. Yeah. He
did not
quit.
see that.
And I'm like, hey, go get him. And for a 1 year stopgap? I mean,
Hey, like it seems like if he's available and you can help make Utah win, I feel like your odds at
exactly.
Michigan are
And if
pretty
it's a man of
okay.
integrity that's like, these private equity groups are going to ruin everything and they're going to be able to boss me around, like, no, I'm out of here. Like, you just quit a millions of dollar job because you're like, I don't want to deal with these people. Like, that sounds like someone we need. Like, not going to put up with shit. And look at what he did with Utah. Now, he may not have recruiting ties, but okay.
Yeah, you can take care of that quick enough.
University recruits itself by now. Like, there's certain, like Ohio State, Florida, not Florida, Georgia, Bama. They recruit themselves because of who they are. Michigan's one of those two. So it's like, anyways, we were
Yeah,
talking
he
about
didn't see
botches and
himself too
fumbles.
much. Yes, we started
Boy.
off NXT with quite the botch.
I felt bad for Thea Hale. Like, I know she wasn't supposed to win, but she finally does, and no one cheered. Like, it was dead silent. And I'm like, what's just happened? And they play Blake Monroe's music and then played hers. And the crowd's like, yay? Like, what a disheartening feeling. You finally win a championship. Now, I'm sure she was just as equally surprised to get no
Oh my
reaction.
gosh. Yeah, you could. That whole thing is just so fascinating to see what happened there, because I guess I had seen the short clip of we have a new NXT Women's Champion when I was posting the show Wednesday morning, and I'm just like, okay. And you guys had already been, you and Chris had already been talking about it, so I'm just like, okay, like I had some context already, but I hadn't actually seen the move. And dear gravy, it really looked like she could have knocked the wind out of her like twice with the two moves that led up to that finish. Like, I'm not even sure that it was just the last move, to be honest with you, that did Blake Monroe in, where yeah, she may not have just had the breath to kick out.
Well, Chris, was it Chris that pointed out it looked like it should have been a crucifix? So when she came off the ropes, it was almost because she was up a little bit, like on her side. Almost like almost to absorb it and go, but it's just like Thea just landed on her. Like, even like, all right, so that's basically
Oh,
just the
yeah.
coffin drop, you know, but off of the second rope. I mean, that coffin drop move looks awful, you know, Darby Allin's. And so I can't imagine, like, if you're not prepared for it. Oh, that just, you could just see, like, she, like, Blake came to, like, what? Like, I lost. Like, wait, what's going on here? And
Yeah, and that was one where I'm not sure that I had officially heard him, but he said that evidently the referees are just told to count three. Like, if the shoulder's down, the shoulder's down. It's just like, yeah, I mean, that's definitely what happened. Like, 'cause you could tell, just like Thea Hale was so shocked when she was called the winner. Like, I mean, you could tell that Vic was surprised. Like, he was just like, the fuck is going on here? Like, it was wild how surprised everyone was.
Yeah, and like
Like
she had like
that's why you could tell how genuine it was, because it's not like they didn't dub over anything. Like, you could just feel the genuine shock from the whole production, what from the ref to Thea. And like you said, like when Blake Monroe comes around, she's like, what the fuck just happened? Like, you
And
know, you can see it painted on her face. Like, the hell?
and this isn't like a JC Jane beating Stephanie Vaquer thing, but
Oh yeah, which
you
is
know,
was officially planned. They probably had Blake Monroe's music. Well, not probably. We know that they had Blake Monroe's music queued up because she was supposed to win the match.
yeah, and she's looking up like, huh? Like, hey, we're in the same boat as you, man. So, yeah, so that was that. And
Yeah, I mean, that was just such a wild botch that well, and I mean, I guess I hate even calling it a botch, because it's just something went weird, you know? Like you said, like, 'cause it did kind of almost look even like Thea was trying to rock herself back to go into that crucifix that you were talking about. And then she realized that nothing was going on, so she just turned over for the pin so that it didn't look too weird.
But it also, I wonder if she was, I watched it back and I didn't see it, but it was, that was like Thea like hooked her leg, hooked the head too, which is the perfect way to get her like roll her over into the crucifix. So even if it didn't happen off the initial blow, that
Oh.
she set it up for her to do it, and she just never did. I mean, obviously she's out of it, so it's like, oh boy. But I don't know. I just feel bad for Thea because now, like, and again, a title's just a prop, and especially in this case, she's supposed to lose. So it's not as if they were giving it to her. So, like, all right, you run with this, you know. But it
Oh,
still sucks.
right.
You finally win your title, and everyone's just going, well, she wasn't supposed to win it. Like, well, yeah, I guess. Doesn't mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it is honestly one of those situations where I'm like, Blake Monroe can move on to other things if they want her to.
Please.
You know, that is to me, the silver lining. You know, okay, yeah, wasn't planned. Great. Have Thea run with it. Like, it still feels like, in some ways, almost like a Blake Monroe having the mid-card championship is almost like having Becky Lynch have the mid-card championship on the main roster, where you're making the main attraction of the mid-card belt more than the main belt itself, or at
Well,
least putting them on equal footing,
at
like at a
least Becky
minimum.
helped that title, because I think with her clout helped the Maxine Dupri thing.
Oh,
I think that did help, but this doesn't. This is like, because like, who won it originally? Kalani Jordan won it originally, right?
Correct. Yeah,
But
she was
it
the
was very
first.
clear it should have been somebody else. I can't remember who at the time.
I think Sol was in that match. I mean, you could have gone with her, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I was like that, or was it Jada Parker? Because Jada was like getting really. Where is she, by the way? Is she hurt?
That's one that's been kind of weird. I thought about her the other week. And even this week, like, I feel like she had some weird commercially type thing that she was involved in. I'm like, oh yeah, like I forgot that she's kind of around, but they hadn't, because it's not even like she's ended up in AAA, or
Right.
I don't think she's ended in TNA, has she?
No.
Okay, yeah, so she hasn't been loaned out to one of the other subsidiaries at this point. So yeah, not
I'm
quite
trying
sure
to
what's
figure out
happened to
if anyone's
Jada
got.
Parker. You know, it could be a legitimate injury. Who knows? Like, they have a bad habit of not talking about those at all. So
Somebody posted something, but I'm trying to get to it.
yeah. Oh, okay.
There
Yeah, I was
she
trying to buy some time, but I
She
can't
was
buy
last
that
on
much time.
TV October 7th? That's nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
She's been on live events.
Yeah, that's, I felt like I saw her in some type of NXT type commercial thing. So, like,
All
she's
right,
kind of been physically around.
she's basically in line for a freshen up. What the hell? What is she like? What are they gonna freshen her up with? Her character was fine. Like Tony D disappears forever, comes back as this mute guy with a beard. What is this?
He downgraded himself to the hitman role, evidently.
Yeah, oh God. Yeah, this I don't know. It almost to me seems like, Tony was supposed to go to the main roster and they went, I don't know. Wait, but we just killed him off. I don't Well, grow your hair and beard
Yeah.
out and we'll get you a hunter jacket with a furry collar. Okay. And then you can attack Javon and then get in a feud with. Is he going after the NXT North American title, right?
Yeah, Ethan Page.
NXT kind of stinks right now, dude. Like the men's side, outside of Oba, Ricky Saints, and Javon, it's kind of, well, Ethan Page, but that is clearly a guy that shouldn't be there. And
He could definitely carry on the main roster, should they. You know, I mean, he definitely is kind of a Miz 2.0 type of situation.
Yeah. And I don't know, dude. They brought out Moose this week, and I went, what? Why are we doing this? Why are we bringing up a TNA guy? Like, I'll say it like this. Where's Josh Brooks or Josh Briggs? Excuse me.
He's got to recover from another loss.
Well, the speed champion guy was on, right? Casper Troy.
Yes.
Well,
Yeah,
where the hell has
because
he been? Like,
the new I guess it's okay just because they set in motion that he's gonna be important again this week.
yeah.
To me, like there's definitely you need some time off TV. I'm not sure how much time he's been off TV, you know, like I don't
But
know
he
if
was
it's been too
brand
long
new.
for him.
He can't. It's like having a guy on TV for 3 months to go, oh, let's take him off for a few weeks. Well, why? So we can have fucking
Two hours.
Fandango show up, you know? Like, I'm not bagging TNA. I watch it. I just want NXT to be NXT again. Like, you know what? Let TNA benefit from the NXT people if they're going to benefit from that stuff, you know? I mean, like, Stax isn't a draw, probably not. Lexus King is in the cage match today, and he got punked out last week by the hillbilly dude.
Shiloh Hill. Yep.
Yeah.
The toothless aggression is evidently the Undertaker has termed it. Do not watch LFG, so was unfamiliar
No,
with this
who does? Hey, at least they were smart enough to pull the plug on the Olympic girl, the black chick that teamed up with Tavion
Kelly
Heights.
Armstrong.
Yeah, they pulled the plug on her for a bit, which was good because she was not ready.
Yeah, well, and I think that's the other reason. It's always one of those more, and it happens more on NXT than it does in the main roster, where because they're not finished products, I think they get pulled a little bit easier sometimes.
Yeah.
And you're not complete, yeah, it makes it pretty weird from time to time. You know, it makes you wonder what they thought they needed to work on. Just because so many times I feel like when they do come back, I'm like, I don't feel like this is any different.
Yeah. But it's also like
So
it's
why
amazing.
did you take them off TV? Like,
Well,
if
like
there
Hank and
wasn't
Tank
more getting improvement.
at least Hank and Tank went to Japan, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, that one makes
And
complete sense.
but they come back wearing like the ceremonial robes or kimonos, whatever you want to call them. And I was like, oh, they're doing something new with them. No, we're right back to the. I was
They're
like, come
still
on, that
Belly
was.
Bandits.
I know, but it was, I don't know. It was like, it was something small, mind you, but it was like kind of fresh. Like, oh, they changed their look, right? But.
I mean, I kind of half dig we're turning Tank into the smart guy
Yes, I
in this
noticed that too.
situation. Like him speaking Japanese in some of the promos and
Yeah.
doing some other smart guy stuff now. I'm like, okay, I'm seeing a little growth out of Mr. Tank here. Like,
I've seen enough with them that I think they could work on the main roster, actually. Like, yes, as the comedy team, but I saw somebody ask
can still keep a job for a good amount of time is the comedy team.
Yeah, I think they could fill that void of what Heavy Machinery was supposed to have been, you know?
Oh.
And before Vince killed that. So I could definitely see it. Like before I couldn't. But now I'm like, okay, all right. I get these guys a little bit. So I did not before. But
No.
I don't know. What else was on NXT? Like it was just kind of a their episode. Like I know Chelsea
Because
showed up. She's going to
yeah,
take on Sol.
because there was
Cool.
the Ethan Page stuff first. After the match botch there,
Yeah.
Stax and Ariana Grace looking to take on Mr. Page and Chelsea Green.
For the triple yeah.
But also being challenged by Shiloh Hill and whoever the LFG woman was, I'm trying to figure out.
Blah-dee blah, blah-dee blah. You know, that's
Yep.
sure.
Yep. I I've got to admit, I kind of got a kick out of the whole there's a moose in the parking lot and people talking like it was an animal moose. I'm like, this is so dumb. But
Yeah.
I still was getting a kick out of it.
And when are we going to go back to the parking lot being the source of people getting taken out? It's been a few weeks, if not
It's
months.
been a few months
That's
at this
garbage.
point.
Like, why are we taking all the NXT tropes out of it? Oh, because of goddamn TNA. They had to change the whole presentation of the show. It's nonsensical more so than anything now. So, but no, like NXT, I don't know. We did get a very good Ricky Saints promo,
Because,
and
well, and that was the next thing up, honestly. Like, because
yeah,
there was the, oh, the OTM
whatever. It's just
match.
whatever. Sure.
That's one where I don't quite get. You're trying to reboot these guys, and then you just had them lose to the guys that just came back from Japan.
Yeah,
Like,
Out the Mud, I think is dead. I don't expect a
it.
whole lot from them.
I don't
So,
now. Like that was definitely one where I'm like, oh, they have it. Like, okay, they're getting the reboot. This can work. And I'm like, oh, okay, so they decided to kill the reboot,
yeah, yep.
huh?
I
Okay.
mean, they didn't even build the match up because, the last time Hank and Tank were there, they lost to them and then they went to Japan. So you'd think, well, hey, we're back. We're going to take you guys on. And they'd promote it. It was just on the show.
They did mention that it had happened during the match, but yeah, it did kind of call for a little build
Yeah.
up.
Well, I meant like at least announce it last week and make a big deal of like, why are these guys fighting? They just got back. Well, show us a
Yeah.
video package back then. Just nothing. And that's when I started going, oh, I think they're done.
Yeah.
So,
But
but
yeah,
yeah.
so Ricky Saints was up next, and
And
yeah, just I'm kind of laughing already, another one of these this is definitely an NXT trope. You need to have the heel run. And now, for reasons unknown to mankind, Ricky Saints is now going to have a heel run
well,
in NXT because again, he's just kind of in the category where it's just like I feel like we have proven commodity here,
yeah, oh,
especially in the heel department. Like, if you wanted to test him out as the babyface Ricky Saints to start off when he came into NXT, cool. I feel like we have a pretty good track record of what heel Ricky Saints looks like, and
yeah. But I
not
think I,
arguing with the results.
right.
Honestly, because they're good, but it's just kind of a silly part of NXT, honestly, that he's going to be stuck down there.
Well, yeah. Oh, they're all right. So there's two different things. One, I think this is the more natural thing for him.
Oh.
You could just tell. But I think at least they were smart enough to realize when he came in that he was going to get cheered. So let's just go with that,
Oh.
And
Yeah,
then,
that's been a general problem for a while, for some of these bigger free agents that they have been bringing in, is that
right.
they just get
And
cheered right off the bat.
yeah, I mean, it's kind of, he's following the same track as Blake Monroe, really. Had her be the good guy for a few weeks. And I was like, okay, now she can assume her role where she should be. And like Ricky Saints, when he was Ricky Starks,
Took a little more time,
yeah. Like
but
he was a
yeah,
good guy, bad
we got
guy.
there.
And in AEW, he was a good guy for a little bit. Yeah. Because he came in as like a mystery guy for Cody. They signed him, and then he was a good guy for a while. Then turned bad with Big Bill as a tag team, and then
Oh.
disappeared. So it's like his promo wasn't exactly incorrect. They were all about him until they wanted to be about Javon instead. And it's like, well, the hell with you people. I know him better than him. Like, he's always had that little like flamboyance to him that really did edge over to being arrogant. And it's going to be easy to hate him. And
Oh.
especially because he shows he can talk. So it's like, good. That's, gonna need it. Because he's going to need that on the main roster too when he goes up because he doesn't have the size. So,
Oh,
in general. So,
Yeah, he's definitely on the smaller side of things.
Still a big
Even with
dude too,
the
but
yeah, even with the added NXT bulk that he put on there.
yeah. But then I don't know. I don't really
So,
care about what else was on the show. You had Oa came out, and that was about
well, I
it.
mean, Ricky Saints was hour two there, so I
Yeah.
mean, we're already moving right along.
I know the Toxic Attraction got, or whatever they're called. They lost their tag match. Okay.
Cause oh yeah, that was it, I mean, hey, you're hitting things on the head here as far as how things went.
Oh,
Cause
wow.
there was the Sol Ruka bit backstage, with her and Ava, and then yeah, that tag match was next, which I mean, you kind of expected. Lainey Reed is going to be eating a lot of pins for Fatal Influence, and
In the beginning, she sure certainly will, yeah. That's
yeah,
fine. You know, that's her
she is,
role.
yep.
And she still doesn't seem like she's out of place with them, and that's the good part.
Oh yeah, she definitely fits in more than and I've already forgotten her name. Jasmine Nix did.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's
So,
no offense to her. There's a reason you don't remember. So.
oh, Skylar Ray, that backstage segment with Stax and Grace happened later in the show.
Oh, okay.
So Skylar Ray, LFG winner season two. And then yeah, main event. Like it was kind of a quick show. Like it. To me, it was a little bit easier of a watch than some have been.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah, we get Miles Bourne taking on Leon Slater, taking on Joe Hendry, taking on Dion Lennox. Next up for the NXT contendership, so that we can have someone fill in for Javon, who gave up his bid at Dead. No, not Deadline. New Year's Evil.
New Year's Evil, yes.
Yeah, had to get the right name there.
And now Javon's popping up on Raw next week. I'm fine with Javon being called up to the roster. Get up to the main roster. There's no point for any of this stuff. But just send his ass back.
Well, between him and Obafemi, it's gonna be a race to see who is up there first. Between those two gentlemen, because yeah, it's oh, they're not letting Oba marinate for that much longer.
They can't, right? But
I
okay, but here's the problem. Like you said that, and I agree with you, right? Or they shouldn't. But then Leon Slater won. He's a TNA guy. He's legitimately a TNA wrestler. This isn't a Joe Hendry thing.
Oh, right. And
So.
I mean, that's why I was just like, oh, well, again, it goes back to this is kind of weird situation that they've set up with Obafemi re-winning the championship here. Where, okay, great, Ricky Saints is a heel, but that gives you're just in a really weird spot when your champion's kind of a heel to start with Oba. And so what, like Ricky Saints and him probably aren't going to face off. I mean, I guess it gives them a different dynamic against each other when it happens. It
Yeah.
doesn't really change the story at all, though,
Yeah.
to me. So that part's a little bit odd. So
They'll
yeah.
Sean and Hunter and whoever else is NXT loves Leon Slater. I mean, they're for
Oh,
good reason, mind you. But
yeah.
again, you got guys in NXT. Like, no,
I
all right.
get. I, well, yeah. This is one of the few ones where I'm not having that much of a problem because he's just gonna eat an L.
But that's the thing.
I don't
You're trying to
know.
promote it, and it's like, unless they're gonna pull a shocker and have him win. But no. So I'd
Oh.
rather give it to somebody in NXT where you go, oh, there's actually a possibility they could pull the trigger here. Where this one to me just, well, every time we say this, by the way, the guy ends up losing, you know? Because, like, well, what was the one we called Hangman Page was going to beat Joe in the cage, and Joe
Oh.
won. You know, the most famous one is our preview of Brock and Undertaker from 30. And we're all like, Undertaker
Oh,
wins,
geez.
that's it. And we didn't even cover it. We're like, oh, whoops.
Then, as mentioned earlier this week, I am there cackling at people who are aghast at the events that have just happened.
Oh, I mean, Cena? Well, dude, he
No,
gave.
when Undertaker lost, like I just started
Oh.
laughing at everyone around, like a fucking crazy person. Because everyone was so gobsmacked that I was just giddy with joy that it happened.
Yeah, but I'm looking around like, what the hell just happened? You're laughing. And I'm like, what is going on? That was cool. And like,
But
they repeated it with Cena, so and boy, people didn't like that.
I do not think that Mr. Slater is going to get that dub though. Like
No.
as much as it's pretty clear that unless he decides to screw up something, he's the next, Joe Hendry slash Jordan Grace, who's just gonna slowly
Well,
migrate over.
let's slow down. Joe Hendry at least has. Like he hasn't
Oh.
faded the way Jordan Grace has, so what
Yeah,
a.
Jordan's it's been a tough ride
Well, she's doing the heel turn now
for
too. It's like she was a heel in T. Like turn on the TV. You guys work with TNA. Somebody clearly has to have a TNA subscription, probably for free. You can go back and watch a ton of her matches as a bad guy, and go, oh yeah, she can play a bad guy. Let's just get her to the main roster where she should have gone to begin with. Like, it's wasting people's time. But again, every time we say send them to the main roster, well, who's not going to be on the main roster anymore? There's going to be people. So.
Well, they are gonna need more room, or they are probably gonna need more people, or at least more people are gonna need to show up on TV, now that we're getting expanded SmackDown against,
Yeah. Or have some
soon.
more goddamn matches and not have every match be 10 to 15 minutes long with three commercial breaks. You know? I mean, Vince, there's a happy medium between what Triple H does and what Vince did. And it's got to be found. There's way too many people that don't do anything. So, anyways.
Oh.
Speaking of way too many people that don't do anything, boy, did you watch all 3 hours of AEW?
Yeah, I will admit that I finished some of it up as we were talking about Christmas movies and football coaches. Because yeah, I was pretty it was another one where it's just a bit of a nothing burger show, like similar to NXT, where was it terrible? Not really. Was I
No, Dynamite was
excited?
fine.
Was I excited by it? Not really either.
Yeah, I mean,
Like both the shows, that's like that.
yeah, like
Okay.
MJF coming back was cool. Okay, didn't see that coming. I didn't read spoilers or anything, so I had no idea what was going to happen on the show. Cool.
Oh yeah, that was one where I believe I spoiled myself by going on the
Yeah,
internet today.
I
So
didn't. So I was like, oh, is that, oh, MJF, all right. But then, like, it's every AEW match that's the most important thing, the biggest thing ever. Until the next time they do this. So I just like, you guys are all standing there talking for this long. Like, not everyone's talking at once. Everyone's just sitting back listening. And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah,
So.
that segment felt like it took forever. Like that's one where and I don't know if this argument still holds or not, where people wanted the alternative from the WWE out of AEW.
Yeah.
And this segment to me just screamed WWE because
Yes.
of how long it lasted. We had multiple, because Swerve, though he had his bit, he didn't really have a speech, but the other three guys had kind of extended speeches.
Yeah.
I do think Samoa Joe's speeches weren't as long, but he had two of them because he was retorting both to Adam Page and to MJF. And it's just like, oh my God, is this segment like, by the time MJF was on there, or at least not that deep into his promo, I'm like, when is this segment gonna end? Like, please make, for the love of God, make this thing stop.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so
Yeah, well,
cool,
it felt
but
like one of those ones where you could have them dish out this information, this information at a later time.
yeah, it's I think I personally think it would have been better if MJF comes back, signs a contract, looks at everyone, just leaves.
Oh,
And been like, what the hell was that?
I thought he was gonna do that, and I'm like, oh, I love this idea. And then, yeah, he sticks around to gab for what felt like an hour. I know
Yeah.
that it wasn't, but
Well, it's not so bad if everyone wasn't standing there just going, huh? Like, Joe kind of got in his face.
well, and even
But.
what's his name? It's like, I kind of laughed just because I thought it was especially true this time around when he's like, hey, Shivani, get out of my ring, you schlub. You're just standing here doing nothing.
He
And
ain't
I'm
wrong.
like, yeah, like, honestly, before MJF even came down, I'm like, Shivani looks so awkward right now.
He
Like,
is awkward.
he's just standing there doing nothing, like not even really holding a mic for anyone. Like, everyone's got a mic, so Tony's just standing there
Yeah.
for reasons.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the old days. I mean, even when a wrestler, it's a good guy wrestler, and Tony's doing the interview and he's holding the mic, they get impatient, and then you see
And
him just
grab
go,
the
"Can I just
mic
grab
half
this
the
from you?" He's
time.
like, he goes, "Right, all by all means." And he just stands there like an asshole. Like, you just took the only job I had. Why am I here?
And
And that's why they'd be like, "No, you're the good guy. I interview you. The bad guys can do this to me, not you." Anyways, like the show.
there's a little bit of Tony is there's a mixture of Tony's too old really to be doing this, and it's elder abuse also
Yeah,
on the
Tony is
roster's
too old because
part.
his fake enthusiasm drives me up a wall. Because that Moxley Roderick Strong match, why it went that long, I have no clue. And it's I was trying
Oh
to explain
yeah,
to,
'cause
I was
it
trying to
wasn't.
explain this to her.
Yeah.
Moxley and Roderick Strong have had three matches. And it's like, why? Like, Kyle O'Reilly's hurt, supposedly. That, like, he beats Jon Moxley and it did nothing. So, did nothing.
Oh well, yeah, the injury is really gonna slow the results of that one.
Right. And it's like, okay, but again, why him anyways? Anyways. So now we get Roderick Strong. And I said in the group chat, it's this AEW train of thought, which is the dumbest shit ever. Anything that happens before the bell's okay. All right, whatever. But
Not just that. Oh my gosh. They spent so much. You pointed it out where they spent, because you're talking about the beginning of the match where they spent like what, 5 minutes outside of the ring
I was being generous, like not generous. It was
before.
way more.
Well, it couldn't have been. Well, yeah,
Because
it
they
could
went
have
through a
been
commercial
longer.
break. So they were already out of the ring, then a commercial break. They come back and they're still outside. Like,
And they didn't start the timer for the match until after they officially rang the bell when they did get in the ring. So, and
no,
then it
I.
went a full 18 minutes after that. So,
Yeah,
yeah, there was at least 5 minutes outside the ring and then another 18 minutes.
kicking out of all these things. John Moxley gives him a legit pile driver and he kicks out. And I just went, screw this. And it's because it's Roderick Strong, mind you. I have nothing against Roderick. Nothing. He's a great wrestler. He is. He doesn't matter. You know,
Oh,
there's
yeah,
no
that's the big
miraculous push
problem with
coming.
him.
So if Roderick Strong's kicking out of a pile driver from John Moxley, nothing should ever matter that John Moxley does. It's just the dumbest thing ever. And he gives him a Death Rider DDT, like, okay, cool. But
And then he kicked out of that too, didn't he? Once
no,
at least?
no, he got a short version of it he kicked out of. Then he got pinned by the main one.
The full Death Rider.
Yeah.
He did
But
win.
it's like, it's just a fundamental problem with AEW matches anyways, but it really came to light here because, by the way, Moxley worked. There was no blood. There was no stupid gimmicks. There was nothing outside of going outside the ring. And it's like, it's all for naught. And it kind of started with a sour taste in my mouth. And I'm like, oh, let's just, I've been busy with work,
Yeah,
so I can't
that's the
watch.
yeah, not great when you start off the match and you get a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
Good short Eddie Kingston promo.
I like Eddie, so yeah. I
Yep,
like Eddie
learn
Kingston.
from your losses, kind of situation. And then unfortunately, the Don Callis was not overwhelming this week. I was concerned when he came out 20 minutes into things, but quite frankly, he was not really the center of attention much after that. So, because it was Young Bucks and Kenny Omega taking on Okada, Takeshita, and Hechicero. And
Yeah.
again, Hechicero
One of
just
these is not
usually
like the others because I'm eating the
catch
pin.
pins. Boy, yeah, I didn't realize that this one was even longer. It's 22.5 minutes. Good
For a
Lord, they
three-hour
just
show that
had.
had an overrun.
No wonder this just kind of felt like kind of whatever, because it now that I'm realizing the first match was long, second match was long, promo segment was long, like they just had a handful of things that just chewed up the scenery of this show. Oh yeah, shortest match of the night. I'm going to assume the women's four woman match.
I don't remember this one. What was this?
And I was so pissed at the ending of this thing. There's a bunch of chicanery getting pulled. Willow gets back in the ring. Athena gives her the O face. Mercedes pins her. She kicks out the second the ref's hand hits three, and then starts yelling at Mercedes and Athena. And I'm like, you just completely no-sold her finisher.
Yep.
I'm like, as much as I like Willow, like I really hated that moment out of her. I'm just like.
Willow has those moments still, and she unfortunately has no one to wrangle her in. And I'm not, I preface this with I like her, but she does things she shouldn't be doing. Whether it's a move, a spot, or like something like this. And someone really needs to pull her aside and be honest about it and be like, no, don't do that. Because I think she's got all the potential in the world.
Yeah, that was one where I don't remember a moment like that prior, but this one did stick out to me where I'm like, oh, gross. Like, no. Like
Yeah.
this should not be happening right now.
Yeah. Well, I know it's, well, it's really all the women do this, but a lot of the women were over applying themselves in that blood and guts match. And I can't remember the specifics of it, but I just remember seeing Willow doing stuff, and I'm like, stop doing that. Like, you don't need this. Willow's got so much personality. She's got a good look, too. And by the way, I sent you that picture. She's got a great look. And it's like, you know, calm down, be who you are, and go from there. So just because everyone around you is doing a flip into the corner, don't do that. You don't have to do that. Stick
Oh.
to what you are, but she needs someone around her to tell her, hey, you need to start carefully crafting your person. And then you can pull out a match or a match, a move that'll surprise somebody, you know?
Oh,
But
yeah.
yeah, I did not like her at first when she first showed up, and she's really grown too. Grown on me. So
Yeah, I mean, I kind of liked her from Jump Street and continue to like her, but
yeah.
yeah, that, like I said, that moment was to me just so turn offable.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, another time chewer here, Kyle Fletcher versus Pac for the main event. Another 15-minute match. Like, they're really, this first 2 hours of,
There were
well,
only four matches?
yeah.
Oh my
Yeah.
God. That
'Cause
explains a lot.
the battle royal started off the, and just again, talk about the disregard for any rules in AEW where it's just groan worthy. 'Cause what? Oh, Pac defeated Kyle Fletcher, so
Yes.
whatever.
Yeah.
We can. That was
Kind of a
surprising, but
surprise.
also, I'm not sure that it's a big enough surprise yet. Like, I don't think it leaves Kyle Fletcher out of the running
No,
to
but
win the thing.
with the way they've been pushing him and promoting him, that was a surprise.
Yeah.
Because we, how many times have we said Pac never wins? You know?
We probably said it last week.
Yeah,
Probably said it
probably, yeah.
last week.
So, but yeah. Now, what? All right. I will be
Yeah.
honest. What ha I did not watch a Battle Royal. What happened here? I honestly don't know.
It was another one of those things where there was so much action that took place outside of the ring
Oh, okay.
that it didn't feel like a battle royal at all.
Oh,
And
one of those.
yeah, that's what was groan worthy to me, where it's just like, oh, well, they went out under the rope and there's like six people from the battle royal fighting outside at
All
ringside. You
right.
know, like they're all paired up, so it's not like it was kind of stupid from that front, and it was people feuding with the other people. So like the fighting itself made sense, but it's just like, huh? Like, why is this occurring outside? And
Because they don't know
yeah.
how to do anything inside the ring. Most of these guys have no clue what to actually do. So they all, like, everyone goes outside. It's redundant and old. But
Yeah. So, and honestly, that's another one where I'm not even sure. Oh, was it? Yeah, Bandido and Ricochet are going to meet for the Dynamite Diamond Ring. It is finally going to be taken out of the filthy clutches of MJF.
well, he's got to give it up first, so I get the feeling that's going to go somewhere. They got to get away from him, you know? I mean, the entire time it's been around, it's been his. So, and he's not
It's
even in the match.
that is pretty wild. Like, I was a little bit surprised because I was just like, oh, he's just not even involved in this thing, huh? The guy that's owned it since the inception of what's gone on here.
Yeah.
Máscara Dorada versus Orange Cassidy,
Who won?
another
Who won?
Continental Orange Cassidy.
No
So
way.
yeah, that
Really?
is the real shocker there. We talked about them a little bit before the show. Jamie Hayter, Isla Dawn.
Yeah.
Yep, it was a match. It happened. Jamie Hayter won
Yep.
in a not surprise. I guess the only surprise was at the aftermath when Statlander came out to save her from the Sisters of Sin. But then ends up clotheslining her anyway with the Haterade.
Yeah, and then blows it off. And I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, they've already said that they're gonna fight each other after they get rid of the sisters. So
Well, you haven't got rid of them yet.
I guess Yeah, you haven't gotten rid of them yet, but also, like, what are you gonna do at that point? Like, you kind of did it, like, and it was kind of weird. Where to me, that was a misfire that didn't really need to be a misfire. So,
Yeah, well, they got to hurry up and get all this stuff going for, was it World's End that's coming up? Or,
I believe so,
yeah, or
but
whatever.
yeah, I mean, it did. It felt like that feud was brewing at some point, so that was one that I didn't really pay that much mind to. And then, yeah, FTR versus Juice Robinson and Austin Gunn. You
What
want to
a.
talk about an unclimatic finish to your 3 hours? Holy smokes.
Yeah, I watched some of it, and oh no, well, I think I watched the whole thing actually.
Yeah,
I
like I said,
couldn't
I
believe
finished it up to the beginning of the show here. It's just like,
the
okay.
downfall of Juice Robinson as a sustainable star has to be studied. Wow, that's a lot of alliteration there, you know? He left WWE, goes to New Japan, and I know this is redundant, but leaves WWE NXT, goes to New Japan. It is a bona fide box office draw. The crowds love him. You know, he's in the angles with he wins what, the United States title, and what, Lance
Yes.
Archer comes over and kills him, and then you know has all that stuff. He's still a star, gets it back, feuds with Cody. I think Cody beat him for it. Or was it Kenny Omega?
Maybe.
Something like that. Still, main event and semi-main event. He came here. Crowd was going wild for him. And then all of a sudden, he disappears, comes back without the braids and short hair, looks totally different. And New Japan just goes, no. No. Comes to AEW, and he looks worse and worse every time he's on TV. This week, it looked like he was wearing like Pampers. That outfit was awful.
It definitely was not good.
I could not believe what I was seeing. And I went, this was the guy that WWE was like, WWE and AEW were in a bidding war for this guy? This guy?
It's been rough for Mr. Robinson here.
I mean, that is wild. It's all his own doing. And the most interesting thing he's done in AEW is when he said they were going to win that money and invest it in 401k and stocks. It was so shocking, like, wait, what? That it got your attention. After that, just ugh. He's
Yeah.
off-putting and he's like slowly not in shape. Still, you know. Okay shape, but not like he was. So I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't
Yeah.
know.
It's a rough one. It's a rough one for Mr.
Yeah.
Robinson,
Was
other than his life choices or his life
yeah.
partner.
Yeah, and
So.
like Austin Gunn, I don't blame him for anything. This is a guy that should not be there. He does need to go to NXT. Him and his brother, if they want to make it, need to go to NXT. There's no one there in AEW that's helping him. You can see it. It's the exact same things. There's no
Oh.
development, nothing. And FTR is just cashing that check. And they were just named the best tag team by Sports Illustrated. Did you see all that?
Oh, okay. I guess. You know, like it that's like, hey, we're picking the best out of a pile of bad. You know, or a pile of average at best.
I mean, I'm not even upset by these. It is funny that WWE swept these last year, and this year it's all AEW people that won. Except for match of the year. They gave it to Io, Rhea, and Bianca from WrestleMania, and
Oh.
Naomi for heel turn, Ilya for comeback performer of the year, and then John Cena for the Legacy Award, whatever that is. But okay, like who would WWE's male wrestler of the year be? You know, like, okay.
Oh, yeah, It really has not been a shining year for anyone in the WWE because they've built a lot of their year around John Cena.
Yeah. And it's like Women's Wrestler of the Year for WWE, I'd say it'd be Io Sky. But as an Impact performer, Mercedes Moné, as much as we
Definitely
think
got.
it's dumb, she went around to all these indies and did all this other stuff.
And she got more TV time on her regular programming. Like, she didn't really get forgotten like Io did at
Yeah,
times.
I mean, it can't be Rhea Ripley. She was on TV, but that's it. Stephanie Vaquer, fine, but no.
Oh, yeah, 'cause, well, Rhea just had to, it's like she didn't have any major injuries, but she had enough time off that you can't really give it to her. And Vicare, she really just came up. Was it earlier this year? Because it wasn't even. Oh no, because it wasn't the Rumble. So I mean, she's really only had like 6 months on the main roster.
Well,
So I mean,
time on the roster.
she's had a great year between NXT and the WWE. But to me, if you're handing out that type of award, like NXT doesn't count. You know what I mean? Like, as much as I enjoy the product more times than not, I'm sorry. Like, it's still the developmental. Like, there, to me, I still grade a little bit more on a curve for NXT than I would
Well,
either AEW or main roster.
yes and no, because NXT's popularity is bigger than AEW's. Their ratings are higher. So it's like, well, I understand what you mean, and you're not wrong, by the way. It is developmental, but it's
It
like,
well, and AEW is its own developmental in its own way too,
yeah.
so.
Well, I'm just going to go over this real quick. Breakout star of the year is Kyle Fletcher. I absolutely disagree with that. That's Oba Femi. No ways around it. Kyle Fletcher's been forced down our throats for mediocre shit, and people just go crazy for it. I can,
Oh
I, if I
well,
was a wrestler, I
I'd
could kick
argue
out of.
with I'd argue with the later part. Like, I'm not sure people have been going crazy for it. Like,
True.
he hasn't been shit on necessarily, but I also don't think that people are like red hot for him either.
Best in ring is Will Ospreay. As far as I know, Will Ospreay's been gone more than half the year, right? So how the hell are you going to say that when the guy doesn't understand how to sell anything outside of legit injuries that he's allowed himself to take? So
Yeah, I'm not sure if Wiki will have the answer of how long he's been off this year, but it's been a decent chunk of this year.
Oh, well, it was right after All In, right? Because that's where Hangman Page won.
Yeah, I
And
believe so.
all right, so anyways, the promotion of the year was AEW. Sure, whatever. Show of the year.
Yeah, I
I mean,
mean, come on, man. Like, I guess that's one where I'm sorry, just this week was maybe a good example where they're like, hey, we're in England. We can finally show the upper deck. And then those dickheads forget to fucking light the upper deck. Just like I'm sorry, like when the WWE has the upper deck filled, which is most arenas still now, they have it lit because they want to show how many people are at their show. Like, if you're finally going to have that crowd, do not do the dim lit stuff. Like, hey, I get it if you're not getting the crowd that you want, but complete brain freeze for me. When that's the case.
I'll just jump ahead while you're looking.
Well, yeah,
Well,
because
also, I
that's
want to know what promotion of the year is based on. Because if they're talking about money, it's just get shut up. So, anyways, show of the year was AEW's Double or Nothing. I'll give them that. I thought that was a really good show.
that's
Top to
a
bottom.
I'm trying to remember which pay-per-view I bought from them, if it was
Wait, what?
Double or
No. We
Nothing
saw
or
All
another
In.
one.
I didn't see Double or Nothing. So, whatever. Story of the year,
Yeah,
Hangman Page redemption arc. That's fair. Rivalry of the year, Hangman Page, John Moxley. I guess, whatever. Heel turn of the year, Naomi, true. Comeback, Ilya, sure. Best on the mic, Toni Storm.
Little love hate there for me.
Yeah.
I got tired of it at some point during the year. I've come back around to There's still a little one-notiness to it.
No, there is a one note to it. Like,
You
there's
know.
nothing to him except she makes sexual innuendos or just straight sex jokes, and everyone goes, oh, like, are you must
End
fucking
of
12.
August, by the way.
Really? That was the end of August?
August
Wow.
24,
All right, then I'm
Forbidden
mistaken.
Door, when he teamed with Tanahashi, Darby, and the Golden Lovers.
Okay.
And then, yeah, took off time that after that pay-per-view,
Well,
because
had
that's where
to.
they lost the EVP titles.
I thought that was it all in.
Oh, maybe I'm m
Yeah,
mixing
all in was
up.
them versus the Young Bucks. Swerve and him
Oh,
versus the Young
okay.
Bucks.
Yeah.
And then
Okay.
FTR got
Yeah.
tag team of the year. Sure. Who cares? So tag
Yeah.
team wrestling is not what it was.
No one's doing good tag team wrestling,
No,
but.
so it's like full, but I see like the issue is this is a very heavy AEW list and very little WWE. Well, it was very WWE last year and very little AEW because WWE was hot as hell. And I think it's fair to say it simmered down, but it's like it's funny because it
Yeah.
makes it look like AEW is like on this giant roll when they're barely filling 2,000 seat places, you know? So
Yeah,
what?
that's the hard part to wrestle with, honestly, with the awards is just looking at the size of the venue, but then I mean, we just covered it where
Yeah.
no one in the WWE has been super impressive this year.
No, no.
You know, like other than the breakouts, I'm with you with the breakout star where I feel like it should have been Oba, but other places, it's just like I don't, you know, there really isn't a whole lot of WWE people that'd be like, oh yeah, they really killed it this year.
Yeah, and like a breakout star is not somebody that's forced down your throat either, and that's what Kyle Fletcher is. There's no way around that. He is forced down your
Yeah.
throat
Yeah.
for mediocre to above average. Like, I don't see it. His overacting is just hideous, and then he'll immediately oversell something and then just act like everything's fine. Which is a little, it's just AEW's guys, anyways. And sometimes it's fine,
Yeah.
sometimes it's not. It's just honestly, it's how moody I am. So,
Yeah, there are some egregious moments
yeah.
with that.
But,
Let's tap out here,
oh, yeah, for sure.
sir. Belltime beer here from Ellicottville Brewing Company, which I believe is out of yeah, Ellicott in New York. 'Cause for whatever reason, when I go back to Pennsylvania, there are a lot of New York beers available at the local beer shop near my parents. And I picked up this one because it was a very Christmas kind of beer. It is the Platters Chocolate Factory Chocolate Peppermint Bark Stout. And this is the second time I've had it, and it's been gone maybe halfway through the show. There's not too much peppermint in it, but there's definitely peppermint in it. Like I'm not gonna fool around with that part. If you don't like peppermint, do not try this beer.
Oh, really? All right.
It is not gonna be for you. Again, I don't think it's super heavy. But I also, yeah, I mean, if you don't like peppermint, you definitely taste peppermint. So,
All right, that's good.
But and I do believe I've had from Ellicottville, I believe I've picked up other beverages from them when I've gone back to my parents' place. So I feel like even though I haven't gone to their brewery, I feel like I can vouch for them at this point. I've had a number of good beers from them. So yeah, should you find yourselves in central Pennsylvania where they distribute it, or somewhere in New York, go grab some Ellicottville Brewing Company beers. They're pretty tasty. So that's a Beltline beer suggestion from Matt DeFrango 11. He's at Granny Mays. Brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
Okay.